One was with my sis, one was with my mother. I just love that song. Seems like everybody there had slept with everybody else.
Was this
I figured
song about...
it all out. I figured I'd slept with myself.
Is this a song about West Virginia?
No, it's a little tiny world. It's about a small town where everybody knows everybody's business.
Hmm.
And everybody knows my song. We are back on the Andy Finn Show. And I want to continue with the first, the right's attack on Cindy Sheehan. I've already said to you that the left has glommed on here. MoveOn.org has a campaign. And in fact, let me say a little bit more about this whole side of it. Because, you know, she did start her campaign on her own. Now, admittedly, she's anti-war, anti-Bush to begin with. But, as far as I know, but... It's not like she went to MoveOn.org and said, how can I get a book out of this? How can I exploit this? She was hurting, and she started complaining loudly about President Bush. The media picked it up, and then the left organizations glommed onto her. And so she basically said the other day, for example, all of this other BS just clouds my message. My message is that of a brokenhearted mom sitting down in front of George Bush's ranch wanting to know why my son died. Well, she doesn't want to know why her son died. There is no good answer. What she's saying is, my son died needlessly. That's her view. And she's the brokenhearted mother. There's going to be no consoling her. But MoveOn.org, other organizations have gotten involved. Certain politicians have picked up on this. More families of soldiers who have died, who are anti-war, have gotten involved, and President Bush has a PR nightmare on his hand right now. So part of the way they're fighting this on the right is to attack her position, essentially, and ultimately to attack her. And the problem is, you stick your neck up in politics, and this is going to happen, whether she's got moral authority or not. It's the same thing that happened to the Swift Boat people. They were called out for being partisans, which they were, and Cindy Sheehan's a partisan. I get that. So we covered what David Horowitz said. We covered Rush Limbaugh's fraud about it. Ann Coulter wrote a column on August 17th. That would be Wednesday. And she said, quote, to expiate the pain of losing her firstborn son in the Iraq War, Cindy Sheehan decided to cheer herself up by engaging in Stalinist agitprop outside President Bush's Crawford Ranch.
Oh, so instead of comparing people to Hitler, we're comparing him to Stalin now.
You could say that, but it would be wrong. It's the, quote, it's the strangest method of grieving I've seen since Paul Wellstone's funeral. Someone needs to teach these liberals how to mourn. And she's not the only one that has done this. Someone else has drawn the comparison to Paul Wellstone's funeral. But if you remember Paul Wellstone's funeral, they held it in a big arena, and it degenerated into a bit of a rally, and there were Republicans that came to pay tribute to him, Republican senators and members of Congress, and they were a bit embarrassed and put off, and rightfully so, because it generated into his son started kind of leading a cheer about replacing Wellstone with another liberal and going at, you know. So some of the liberal commentators have said, no, you're it was a funeral and you're denigrating it by saying it was anything but that. But it wasn't. The Paul Wellstone funeral did degenerate into a rally. And I think that was a mistake. But what Ann Coulter is basically saying here is, when she says someone needs to teach these liberals how to mourn, hey, I'm sorry, but again, back to the grieving mother, she has the moral authority to mourn however she wants.
Yeah, Cindy didn't politicize this whole thing. It's the people on the left and the right politicized it. And in a sense, they've cheapened her son's death and what she was trying to achieve. She didn't expect, nor I'm sure want, this to turn into what it has.
Well, and that, see, this is where Bush and Rove made a mistake. Had they met with her the first week she camped out there, I think she would have gone away and they would have diffused it. Now the left has hooked onto it because they've seen it. If you can put a face on the grief, you can the whole thing is about emotion. You know, the Bush administration not wanting to show photographs of caskets coming back is trying to keep the emotions in check. And if they could find pictures of soldiers being killed, the left would probably put them on the air. I'm talking about the real left, not the news media. We have rules in journalism, and journalists follow it regardless of where you think they are politically.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If CBS wanted to find pictures of soldiers being killed and put them on the air, they could find the pictures. That's not how they operate. And they are not out to, quote, cost the Bush administration the war. And we'll get to those quotes in a minute. But Ann Coulter is basically saying that this woman needs to learn how to mourn. And what she means is you should be off in private with your grief and don't be causing trouble for President Bush because he's trying to lead this great nation and win the war against the terrorists. I mean, that's her position. That's what she believes. And this woman is mucking it up.
I just hate how everything in this country gets politicized nowadays.
I agree.
It's ridiculous.
I agree. That's 20 percenters for you. And Cindy Sheehan has done her part because she really is anti-war and anti-Bush, and she might not have been able to predict how this would go. But the point is, she like the Swift Boat guys, she has the moral authority to get away with this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's causing a problem for Bush, just like the Swift Boat people caused a problem for Kerry. It's just one perspective, but it carries a lot of weight because of who they are. So let's move on to yesterday's edition of Special Report with Brit Hume on Fox News. Michael Barone was on. Michael Barone is the senior writer for U.S. News and World Report and a well-known conservative icon in the world of journalism. Quote, so yeah, I think there's some risk that Bush is getting behind there. And I think part of this is the question of the press corps. I mean, I ask a question. If a World War II era Cindy Sheehan had gone to Hyde Park in Warm Springs and camped out demanding a meeting with President Roosevelt, would she have received coverage from the press in the World War II era? And I studied that era, and I think the answer is clearly no. She would have just been thought of as having been a person who was the victim of a personal tragedy and who'd gone over the bend as a result. I guess he means around the bend. You either go over the falls or around the bend, but you don't do both. Quote, and they would mercifully given her no publicity. We've got a different kind of press. Then in World War II, the press almost unanimously wanted us to win the war. Today we have many in the press, not most, I think, but some at least, who do not want us to win this war and think we don't deserve to win this war. It's a more critical press.
You're going to hate to hear this, but I actually kind of agree with this guy.
Really, do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's your right-of-center view coming through.
It is. I definitely agree with the fact that if this was a World War II era, this wouldn't be happening. And I do definitely agree that the press is more critical nowadays than it was back then. And I also do think that most of the press wanted us to win the war back then, as opposed to nowadays, where I think there's probably secretly a few
interesting
people that really either don't want us to win or could really care less and are just looking for the headlines.
Here's what I'll say about that. First of all, I agree it's a different kind of war. But the comparisons to World War II are false. We are not in a war like World War II. The president has not rallied the whole country. The president has not asked the whole country to sacrifice. There's no chance that our way of life will come to an end.
Yeah, exactly.
All of those things were at stake in World War II, and the whole country was behind World War II. This was a divisive war. Bush only had the support of a little better than half the country going in, and he went anyway. That's on him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as for the press not wanting us to win this one, I have a serious problem with that. There may be a few reporters out there somewhere, but certainly you can't look at any news organization, ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, the New York Times, the Washington, I don't care what liberal, quote, liberal organization you want to name. None of those as organizations want us to lose the war. I don't believe. And I know there are conservatives that believe they are, but that's their blind spot. Secondly, at the level of individuals, there are probably a few reporters somewhere that would like to see us lose the war, thinking it would teach us a lesson or whatever. But in general, if you think about being a citizen, being patriotic, it's like being a fan of a team. If someone really is a fan of the Washington Redskins, they don't wish the Washington Redskins to lose a game. Right? Now, once you fall behind, 30-15 in the beginning of the fourth quarter, the realists say, you know, we're going to lose this game. Does that mean they want them to lose a game? No, it means they're being realistic about it, or they report on the fact that the score is 30-15. So I don't think the quote media wants us to lose. I don't know what Michael Barone wants. Does he want upbeat coverage all around the place? The happy Iraqi scenario and all of that? You know, I don't know for sure. And so, like, I was against this war from the beginning. I have thought it was going to turn out bad. I'm still hoping it doesn't turn out bad. I don't want us to lose the war. I don't want us to lose any troops. I don't want it to cost us $1 billion a month. But it's true that it's costing us $1 billion. It's true that we're losing X number of soldiers per week, and that hasn't really changed much. Mm-hmm. And I'm not in denial about it. So other people would listen to my comments about all of this and say, oh, he wants us to lose. No, I don't want us to lose. But there'd probably be conservatives that would say, because of my approach throughout all of this, my skepticism, that I want us to lose. No. And so I agree it's not like World War II where everybody's on the same side. Everybody's singing the same tune. But the idea that anybody wants soldiers to die, or that, oh, yes, when more soldiers die, that reporters are glad because this hurts Bush or something, that's a very cynical view.
But I would argue there are some people that...
Yeah, there are some. Of course there are some.
Yeah, the more bloodshed, the worse Bush looks, and they love it, you know? I think he's that kind of president. He's garnered that kind of...
There are 20%ers, and I wouldn't even say 20%. I'd say 5%ers think that way. Mm-hmm. But it's the same guys that didn't want Clinton's foray into... On the other side, it's the same 5% that when Clinton went into Bosnia was hoping he'd fall on his face. Well, what does that mean? It means we wouldn't succeed in Bosnia. And so they see it as a geopolitical struggle, never mind the poor Bosnians,
yeah,
the Kosovars, never mind the poor Iraqis or our soldiers there. They see it in more general terms. Mm. You know. Now, the other problem with this is that a lot of us don't know people in the war. You know, I know a few people that are over there, primarily because I associate with young people, and I have students, former students, who are in Iraq. But unless you come from a blue-collar kind of a background, lower socioeconomic background, where the recruiters come to your neighborhoods and try and get kids to sign up, or unless you come from a military family, people with a tradition of serving generation after generation, a lot of us don't know people, mm-hmm, in the war. And so then it's a little more removed, and it becomes a geopolitical battle. And so I do think that that happens. But I just think Barone's logic is over the top. And that's a 20%er talking. You know, it's the same thing when Bill O'Reilly said, well, Gary Trudeau, because he had his character BD lose a leg in Iraq, he's anti-war and he wants to hurt the war effort. You know, I think that's nonsense. Gary Trudeau just decided to do that because he does realistic things in his comic strip. It's the same with FX. This series over there, people are on the right and the left, are worried that it's going to show the war in the wrong light, depending on what their view is. And I expected it from the beginning to be a pretty balanced portrayal that would have me worried about the troops in the moment as we see them go through each of their trials and tribulations, and then there'd be anti-war moments in it too. But overall, I expect it to be balanced because I'm not a 20%er. So Barone's comment is interesting. When we come back, we're going to do one more segment about the war in Iraq and about the reaction of people to Cindy Sheehan.